Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking trade from a cattle industry perspective in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
It continues to look very unlikely that Congress will consider the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, during this calendar year, except maybe during the lame duck session after the November general elections. If the vote was held today, a lot of folks predict that Congress would likely turn down TPP, not ratify it. According to the cattle industry, that would be bad news. Craig Gooden is the president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says, clearly, for the beef cattle industry, TPP is something that has got to happen.
Trans-Pacific Partnership is huge. Today, Australia has a bilateral agreement with Japan, and so their tariff has went down. We pay a 38% tariff going into Japan. They have a pretty large benefit by having that bilateral agreement, which has cost us $100 million in 2015 just with trade to Japan. So that's our largest export. So that's pretty huge. And it's going to continue to get worse if we don't get this Trans-Pacific Partnership. 96% of the world lives outside of these borders and 60% lives in that Pacific Rim. So it's very key that we get after that. The other thing is when we are so global today and we trade so much of our product to these emerging markets, we have to have a level playing field. We have to be the ones that help write the rules. If we don't write them, we will be boxed out, and some of these other countries will write their own agreements one-on-one, and we'll be hurt in the long run. And why is that important? As we come out of this drought and we start building these herds, if we want to maintain an increase for the producers out there and keep them moving forward with growth and sustain this price, we need a 2% increase in productions with the long-range plan. It's not going to happen in the U.S. because we're flattening out on consumption, and a lot of the products we move overseas, we need to have that exportability to move that product. So TPP is forefront on my mind, I guess, Ron.
The tariff issue with Japan that Craig Gooden has referred to is one of the talking points that the Obama administration is using to try to convince Congress to go ahead and step up and vote on TPP here this year. The Foreign Agricultural Service says that TPP would provide unprecedented access to Japan's beef market with the elimination of 74% of the country's duties over a 16-year period. From all appearances, despite what's being said out on the presidential campaign trail these days, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will be hugely beneficial for U.S. agriculture, especially for the U.S. beef industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard's special cow and bull sale, Saturday, April 9th at noon. Some 900 head of bred cows and heifers, open heifers, pairs, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 140 Angus Cross first calf heifer pairs, 15 crossbred heifer pairs, 40 Hereford heifers, 40 Angus Cross heifers, and more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information or a complete listing, go to the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.